Going after ghost guns. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden's announcing new gun control measures today. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer.
The White House's announcement is expected to include changing the definition of firearms to include unfinished gun parts. The proposal will also require background checks before ghost gun kits are sold. Now, ghost guns are privately made firearms that do not have a serial number and are therefore untraceable.
The president at this event is also expected to name his new nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, former U.S. attorney from Ohio, Steve Dettelbach. The last nominee, David Chapman, a 25-year ATF veteran, withdrew his nomination over opposition from Republicans claiming that he's against gun rights. A murder charge is being dropped against a woman in Texas arrested over an abortion. The Starr County District Attorney says based on Texas law and the facts presented, it is not a criminal matter.
The charge is causing the death of an individual by self-induced abortion. It's unclear whether 26-year-old Lizelle Herrera is accused of having an abortion herself or helping someone else get one. A 2021 state law bans abortions in Texas for women as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
The Russian military claims to have destroyed a shipment of air defense missile systems sent in to help Ukraine fight the Russian invasion. Ukraine's military claims to have destroyed an ammunition depot in a Russian-occupied town. President Vladimir Zelensky on 60 Minutes on CBS.
Overall, we're not ready to give away our country. I think we've already given up a lot of lives. So we need to stand firm for as long as we can.
President Biden is scheduled to meet with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi today about his neutrality regarding Ukraine and India's continued purchase of Russian energy supplies. White House says President Biden has no plans to visit Ukraine. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was there on Saturday meeting with President Zelensky. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
French President Emmanuel Macron wins a first-round vote, with far-right candidate Marie Le Pen finishing second, so they'll face each other again in a second-round vote April 24th. Macron beat Le Pen to win the presidency in 2017. The securing of our southern border remains, of course, a hotly debated issue, with Title 42, the pandemic-era measure allowing asylum seekers to be kept away due to health concerns, scheduled to end May 23rd.
Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio told Fox's Maria Bartiromo Sunday, the CDC's decision to end Title 42 is inconsistent with the rest of the Biden administration's COVID policy overall.
You can't say COVID is so serious still that we need billions of more dollars of American tax money and at the same time say we're getting rid of Title 42, which is the only thing keeping a chaotic situation from getting worse.
However, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the issue of border security is bigger than just Title 42. Telling Fox News Sunday,
we agree that the immigration system is broken. It should be addressed. We should do more to fix it.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Mayor of New York City has been diagnosed with COVID-19.
A statement from Mayor Eric Adams press secretary Fabian Levy confirmed the diagnosis. According to Levy, the mayor woke up with a raspy voice Sunday morning and, as a precaution, took a PCR test that came back positive. Levy says the mayor is isolating and has no other symptoms. He will also be taking an antiviral medication, which is being offered free to New Yorkers to limit severe symptoms. The mayor is canceling his scheduled events this week. Sunday marked Mayor Adams' 100th day in office. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters Golf Tournament, 10 under par for the tournament, three better than runner-up Rory McIlroy. McIlroy, though, tied a Masters final round record, shooting 64 yesterday. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.